So hello and welcome, and thanks for joining us in the Advanced Business Show. In this episode, we will be discussing the digital publishing industry and if its future is going digital, is there any major changes in the digital publishing industry, and what we're gonna try to predict with you the future and try to give you as much knowledge as we can. And here I have my guest, Martin Uptown, which is a specialized person in the online digital publishing industry and the creator of Kindle Scribe. So please let me welcome Mr. Martin. Mr. Martin, how are you? I hope you're doing well.
Hi, Amr. Yeah, it's great to be here. Really excited.
Okay, good to be with you.
It's hot here in Sweden. It's 30 degrees plus.
Ooh, nice.
Very nice. That's why I'm a little bit pink.
okay. No, it's okay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you, Martin. Okay. So, Martin, can you please tell us about yourself, maybe some background and so on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all right. So I've been a computer geek since I was about 15 years old. And I learned to program in the old assembler and Z80 languages. So programming today is quite easy. Don't mind me saying it's very easy today. You know, you don't need to worry about where you're going to program. You just write your code in some compiler or some interpreter or something. But on top of that, it's not just being a nerd. I'm also a very passionate Welsh rugby supporter. Love rugby. Grew up in the valleys of Wales. And it's very, very dear to me. So I adore it. So my professional background, I've been in change management and business analysis with project management for 20 plus years. I think it's 20 plus years. I'm getting too old to remember, I think. Mm-hmm. But the main skills that I've learned is engaging with people, optimizing processes, especially with the aviation industry, automobile industry, and also in finance. And it's a good. I've enjoyed my career so far, so it's pretty good. Uh-huh. And just love nature here in Sweden. So I'll hand it back to you before I go on and on and on.
No, it's okay, Martin. It's okay. So I see. So I think you are making some radical change. You want from change management and so on. You are now heading toward the digital publishing industry. You're joining actually the future movement, which is everything for sure will go digital at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good. Okay. So, Martin. Mm-hmm. I already know about your business, Kindle Scribe. Could you please just explain it to my listener so they can understand what you are doing?
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy to. So the situation is, an author will have their ebook, a Word document or something like that, and they'll upload it to the Amazon KDP store and instantly become an author. And expecting massive sales overnight. It doesn't quite work like that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's very convenient, of course, and it gives the impression you can do it like that, but it's not the right way. So with the business, let's just step one step back. Also, to become a digital publishing author, you can search on Google, do all the searches you want, and you're just going to get wrapped up in all this information. And if you're not new to it, if you're not used to it, I should say, and you are new to being a publisher, very soon all your focus is on trying to figure out how to do it, right? It's not actually the focus of getting your book published. So my job and why I'm doing this and the reason why I'm always smiling about it is because I'm so happy to do this because I know there's a demand. And there's authors out there that need help, and I really want to get out there and give them some help. So what I do is I streamline the whole process. I just take all my project management optimization skills and I streamline everything. And that's from getting their books prepared in the correct format. Many overlook that, actually. And then once you've formatted your book and you have a good quality product, you know, it's going to keep your readers engaged. They're going to be happy they've bought the book, and they're not going to complain about the quality of it. So they'll focus on the story. The other part is the pre-launch, is the how to advertise yourself properly, how to build reputation. Because authors build reputation, right? It's not about trying to just launch a book and sell millions of copies immediately. It's very rare, if I'm honest. So what I do is I help to optimize the process with social media, which should be just as used as a secondary backup plan. Really, you don't use social media to sell it, really. The author should focus all their attention on getting their Amazon search engine optimization correct. And that's one of my skills. I'm an optimization person, business analysis. And then also when they've reached the point where they're going to launch the book, they need to let their fans know that the book is being launched. And then, you know, give an anticipation date, you know, build up the tension for it so that, you know, they want to get it. And then after the book is launched, they also then need to maintain book sales. So the launch in the book process, when you take it apart piece by piece, there's very focused parts of it. And yeah, it's very exciting. So we've already had one successful book launch collaborating with a publisher, and it hit Amazon number one on three continents. So it's very exciting, really exciting. And, you know, we just want to help as many authors as possible.
I see. So Lou, you are like actually doing a really essential job for the authors when they are going to the KDP, yes, which is short for the Candle Direct Publishing, if somebody doesn't know it.
Correct.
Thank where they have like where you can literally, and I think maybe this is actually a part of the future, where anybody can just go on, open a document, write whatever they think, whatever they feel. It's no longer back to these big publishing houses where you need to submit them, give them your book, they rejected it, and so on. All this all the process of doing these things are currently changing, maybe in a slow pace, but the change for sure is coming sometime.
Yeah, and you've hit on a key point. So the main change is that these large publishing houses, they give the appearance and the perception that they're untouchable, that you can't reach out to them, that you can't engage with somebody and get some help. I mean, I talked about editorial. I talked about building reputation. So it's leading me on to the next part. I'm just so excited. I mean, there's just so much in my head to bring out. Like I, at the start of the process, will help authors to produce a book review. So there's many criteria out there, whereas Amazon really wants to preserve their reputation. So if you have a book review that says, nice read, good book, loved it, or something like that, that does more damage to your book than you can possibly imagine, because Amazon will just simply downrank your book in the Amazon rankings. Mm-hmm. So to uprank your book, so this is just a small tip for the audience straight away, to uprank your book, get the old editorial reviews in and reach out to us, and we will help you to get an editorial review. Amazon doesn't touch that, but it's on your profile, and then you have it reviewed by somebody who can review your book properly. So avoid using your friends, your family to give you your book reviews. Get them done properly. It's important to have a balance of negative and good reviews, although you don't want the negative, of course. So it's changing. You know, it's letting authors know that you do have somebody who you can reach out to. You know, and it's very transparent. Everything we do is transparent. You know, there's an email address. There is somebody who's going to reach out to you. There's a little following of fans I've got right now who are just really jumping onto this, and actually they're just giving me their time to make this work. So it's fantastic. Well, work in the way of growth is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, that's...
I hope that answered your question.
No, I just love it. Okay. No, you answered. Actually, these kind of exchanges between me and you actually are very valuable for our listeners, where they can gain some really valuable knowledge from a very knowledgeable person like you.
Thank you.
So that's actually very good. That's the target of this show.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Okay, so now... Okay, so as we said earlier, things currently are changing in the publishing industry.
Yes.
And currently, as we said, like, you could literally right now create maybe an 80 or 100 page book, type it, go to Amazon, and you became an author.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But reaching, let's say, an audience.
Yeah.
Or building the momentum and being an actual bestseller by itself is a process for sure. Maybe I don't know it, but for sure you know that the process. So can you please give us more about this process?
Happy to. So I mentioned earlier it's reputation. And authors, so it depends on the book subject. You know, I specialize in the business books. I'm from a business background. It just makes sense. And I've noticed actually some business authors are really bad at this, so it's a great thing. So this comes nicely onto what I'm talking about. It's when they launch their book, one, they need to build reputation, and the second thing is they need to understand who is going to buy the book. And authors skip this part mainly, and it's because they've already done so much hard work in trying to produce their book that the other elements of what needs to be done, if they're self-publishing, you know, they need to do the extra work. So build reputation. All right, an example of building reputation. You can engage with Facebook groups. You know, don't choose Facebook groups that are inactive, old, zero conversations. Well, if you join and you find out that it's not that good quality, then just leave. There's no point staying. You can respond to requests on Quora. So somebody on Quora will type, how do I do this? You can jump in with a reply from an author. You know, that author will then be the authority on the subject. You can put in the link to your own website. And hopefully, if the author does it in a good way, they will also use a Facebook business type page to showcase their book. So if they answer the question on Quora, they can then click on the, you know, because the whole planet seems to have Facebook. So it's also a very low cost way for the author to reach their target audience. Also engage in Twitter followers who discuss any subject. When you use Twitter, by the way, if you're using followers that are not following you back, or you know they're not engaging in your tweets, then don't follow them. You know, unfollow them. The main point I'm trying to make here is you're always trying to narrow down your audience of readers, because you know I have to admit, you know, there's some books I'm not going to read. I'm not going to mention them here. Probably I'll mention them to you over a quiet drink, but. You know, not all books appeal to all people, and we have to be realistic about that. So build reputation and look at your niche.
Okay, so they don't want to, for sure, target a really wide, let's say, audience of people. Like if somebody who's writing, let's say, a self-help book, for example, this can be a broad category. So
it's too broad, yeah.
Yeah, so they don't want to just go all this way. They can like write self-help books for a certain category of people. So they can like know their audience and target them very well.
Yeah, and even look at self-help books. I mean, you can have self-help books on meditation. And then you'll have some people who really don't like meditating, so they're not going to buy that book. But then you could get other self-help books on yoga, or how to do specific breathing exercises, like Wim Hof, for example. So even that area, you can break it down into certain segments. So here's another tip for your audience, which you've taken me onto it nicely. Don't get wrapped up into the title of your book. Okay, so this is a freebie, and it's going to save whoever it is hours and hours of desperation trying to figure out what to do. Don't get wrapped up in the title of your book. Think as if you're a reader. Go to Amazon, type in the search bar in Amazon as if you're going to be the reader of your book. What are you looking for? Look at the first few titles that drop down from that list. And not too broad. We just mentioned don't be too broad. And look at the two top hits that has a pretty explanatory name for what the book is going to do. Click on that and you'll be surprised. Well, not too surprised, I guess, that book will be right up the top of the listings. And it's organic. You haven't even paid for advertising to get there. So those are the titles you should call your book. You should hook onto the coattails of the top people. Whether some people will think it's an integrity issue, well, do you want to sell books or not? That's the whole point. You've written your book, you want to sell it, you want to reach your audience, so you just do what you can. So you need a good title and you need a good subtitle.
Mm-hmm. For sure, to get some eyes. Toward your book and so on. And everybody for sure is happy with the free organic traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, if you don't know your niche and you can't reach your readers, you are going to throw thousands and thousands of dollars down the drain because it's just zero quality.
Yes, that's correct. So Martin, I have here some statistics that predicting that currently that the size of the e-publishing or the digital industry, the digital publishing industry is currently about $24 billion, $14 billion only for e-books, which is, I think, enormous. And
it's enormous, yes.
Yeah, and it's going big. So, and they also predict in 2024 that market will be about $31 billion. So I can see there is a huge growth that is happening currently for this kind of industry. So what's your thought about this? What did you see? Did you see like there are more and more people going into the digital publishing industry? Are there more and more people asking you, I want to publish. I want to go online, publish my book, be a self-published author and so on. Did you see that?
Right. So I'm going to flip it around a little bit. So there's an author will see very high prestige in having their book in printed format for sale in a bookstore. And it really does give the author some meaning that their book is there, self-published and ready for sale. But the true fact is that buying an ebook is very convenient. You'll pick up your phone, go to the Amazon store, search for what you want, download it, and you're reading it in minutes and you haven't had to travel very far. So it depends on how busy your life is. I think one of the factors for the recent boost in the book sales is obviously due to what's happening with us at this period of time. So it makes sense. But I think it's habitual as well because we're so used to using electronic devices. And I know I look old and I probably prefer pen and paper, but yeah, you can't get away from it. It's just convenient and it's not going to go away. It's only going to grow. I'm just surprised it hasn't grown more because it's certainly going to be, and the reason why I'm surprised it hasn't grown more is because of, think of the environment. We need our trees. There's not good substitutes for paper just yet. It is wood. It takes up space and it takes up quite a lot of processes. So it's good to have paperbacks, obviously. It's good to have them, but I'm simply saying that they won't phase out completely. For sure they're not, you know, because it's still good to have a book collection, admittedly. Even I've got a book collection, but still my book collection on the Kindle source is huge. I think I've got just over 200 books. So I do like to read as well.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Like you will not need to buy a library and have shelves and so on. So for sure you will pile up these ebooks. Hopefully one day you will read them. Unfortunately, you just like I pile these guys over my Kindle and okay, do I even touch them? Do I use them? Read them? Not all of the time, unfortunately.
Then you'll never read it. I know. That has been the case. I've got so many friends who I work with in the area that I'm in, and they all do the same thing. They download so many books ready for, you know, a 24-hour flight, and they never get to reading it. they get past a few chapters, maybe. But still, for the ebook business, I think it's going to grow, and it's going to be. So my prediction, right, is that over the next year, it's going to grow a little bit more steady, and then I think it's going to be exponential, because it's just going to be the way it is.
Yes, there for sure there will be some changes. We don't know how the world actually will change. Nobody can predict that. Nobody can know that. But for sure, there will be changes, and these changes are happening around us in a slow matter.
Yeah.
We can't notice it right now, but it's changing. It's happening. Hopefully, we can ride the right wave with this change and take advantage from it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, one of the good things, you know, if anybody has bought a Kindle, then in the version that I've got, I need to check all the versions, actually. But I was very surprised at how much value you get out of it, because even if you want to connect it to a Wi-Fi, you can, or if you want to use it over 3G to download your book. So there's no excuse of being by the beach and thinking, oh, you know, I'd like to read something, and you can just download it. So it's the most convenient way for an author to earn an income, you know, to realize some revenue. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. Like he wanna pay bill and so on. And actually, this point brings me to my next question. Do you think it's actually worth it being an independent author, publish your books, create ebooks in Kindle, even like doing publishing yourself and selling them online? Did you see somebody actually can sustain a nice living, a decent living, doing this work or not?
It depends how prolific, from an author's point of view, you mean, from an author's point of view. I think it depends how prolific the author is, because everything takes effort, right? I think I said in one of my webinars recently, for something to go viral, you know, it's almost like somebody jumping into the snow from the top of a roof, riding a bike, dressed up like a chicken. So, you know, you're going to get, you know, that will just get the views. I don't know how much quality that will be, but it will get the views and it will go viral in some way, I guess. But it takes hard work to launch a book. But it does get easier. So you launch your first book and then, you know, you go into the second book. And this is why, this is why I set up the business, is to help get the process going, reduce the amount of time. I mean, optimization is about finding an easy way through the maze, and at a lower cost, and so that you can reap the benefits of it. And that's why the whole business exists. So if an author wants to make money out of it, serious money, and with all the royalties, etc., then produce your first book, learn from the experience, and then quickly get on to the next one.
Yeah,
but you know, you just have to appreciate that it will take time.
Yes, for sure. Like your first hit will not gonna be very big or so, but for sure you're gonna get good at it, first book, second book, and so on, until you reach, let's say, your ultimate goal. And maybe my advice to everybody who wanna just like quit his job and follow his passion, just be careful. Being an entrepreneur is just like jumping out of an airplane with no parachute, and in the way down, you have to assemble it some way, somehow, before you hit the ground. So you just, maybe you wanna do this like part-time, do it after work hour, and then like see if you can actually have some decent living from it and so on. And maybe like, I think they can do a package of work. So like they can create their book, they can create also their course, maybe have a membership newsletter and so on. So they have like these decent livings and these like maybe some good ideas I can give you for your work, Martin. But like if you make any money from them, I want my royalties.
Okay. Very happy to help. You know, we can work out a deal for sure.
Okay, that's and they like they can, so they can like have maybe multiple streams of revenues, so they can do it in a full time, not just only part time. And also, I want to hear your thoughts about this, Martin. What do you think?
Right. So I'm not one for living on hope. I believe in just getting on with it. You know, just don't overthink stuff. And one of the ways of doing it, I mean, you know, there's many people, many beliefs, many ways of doing things, but you actually have to place yourself in the future as if your book has already been sold and you've reached your targets. You've got to have targets and you've got to have goals, but you have to place yourself in the future looking backwards. You don't sit here right now thinking, oh, I'm going to publish my book, or how many will I sell? No, you don't do that. Because something happens internally with putting yourself in the future and then looking backwards and saying, oh, it's amazing. I've actually sold 100,000 books. How did I do that? You have to put yourself in the future and you give yourself the targets and the goals in the future. And you stand there and you look backwards to when you've, launched your book. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It does. So now, Martin.
Yes.
Okay. So as this change happening with the digital publishing industry, and let's say that everybody can now have his own saying, have his own words online. Do you think that it's essential for each business, and not every business does that, do you think that they need to do some kind of publishing, like having a blog, maybe create some small instructional PDF and so on? Maybe these does not classify as books, but they like need to produce some words, some contents out there. Do you think that or not?
Yeah, I think it's very important for people to get close to people, because there's a famous saying, you only do business with people who you like. And so if you do all the preparation work, like your blogs, it helps people to understand how you think. And that will resonate with people, you know. So again, it's getting close to your readers. It's being the authority. For many businesses, they can create the newsletters. I think I heard this morning, which is true, everybody loves something that's free. So if you can engage with people and give them a PDF, no matter what it is, you know, you're giving value. So it could be a 6-page PDF, but as long as there's value in there to make that reader's life happier, it's good. It's good. So I'm trying to say it's good to have it, but make sure it's quality.
Yes, for sure. You want to give value and so on. And I think maybe it's a must for businesses these days to have their own blogs, their own words, and so on, and like express themselves so other people know what actually happening on. Maybe they can give their customer some lessons learned and so on, and they can like also maybe generate some traffic to their target audience and so on, so they can maybe create some sales.
And be patient. Be patient. You know, just avoid knee-jerk reactions. And if you're not getting the response you think you're going to get, you have to like take a step back. You have to take a step back and just review your targets. The reason why some targets feel uncomfortable is because, I know this sounds crazy, but you could have aimed too low. And sometimes people think they aim too high. And I think I've heard it more than anywhere, is that also some people get this self-doubt, you know, the imposter syndrome. They're the author. They're the ones writing the article. They're the authority. Just do it. Is my advice, just do it. Don't overthink it. Just do it. If you overthink things, you talk yourself out of it.
Yes, that's right. Just do it, but like do some measuring maybe before, so you don't like hit yourself with a wall maybe.
Okay. Well, you know, I released a blog lately and I released it very, very quickly because it was in my mind. I just did it. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, I had to go back and make 3 edits. So we're human, right? And because it's electronic, it's an electronic platform, you have the luxury of time to go back and edit it. It's not like publishing a book where you make a mistake and then it's there forever. Mm-hmm. You can go back and edit it. So, and it's the same when you publish a book on Amazon. You can go back and make the edits to the book.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. All so right. Like reader feel maybe better, like if they found the first edition and someone have some mistakes or some issues.
Correct. Yeah, so easy.
Okay, so Martin, for sure, everybody currently have their own social media account, no matter what is the platform. So mm-hmm. Do you think that social media actually has killed reading, have killed this habit, lowered it, especially on the young mm-hmm. people, because most of the time they're spending their time watching funny cats videos and so on YouTube.
That's exactly.
Okay, or it's actually a door or a new door for the writer to reach his audience and so on. What's your thought on this?
Right, so you're right. I think the attention span is, it's down to almost zero these days. But I think it's wrong also for me to say that every person using this type of technology is the same, because I don't think they are. You have some people who crave knowledge, they want to learn, and you know, social media can be very good for learning and getting seeing something new and exciting, and you know, you can take your direction in that way. But one of the problems that we obviously face is that if you keep searching through social media and you keep flicking through items, I would put any one of your audience to the test who's engaged in social media to ask, well, can you remember what you saw 5 minutes ago? So it's I think it is that way for a certain group of people, but I don't think it is that way for everybody, because I've met some fantastic brilliant young minds over the last few weeks who want to do audiobooks with me. And they're so smart, you know, they have musical theater training, so they know how to do the voice. So they give me some tips on how to talk. But then they're more into openly expressing themselves and, you know, wanting to get into knowledge. And they're not so hooked up on the social media. But you're right, it can affect a lot of people. Sure. Concentration spans will definitely reduce.
Yes, hopefully it affects them in a positive way.
I'm just so surprised, actually, when people just need to do something simple, like 15 times 3 or something like that, right? They open up a calculator rather than just having the answer.
Yes, people.
Or how to spell a word.
They got addicted to these flash screens.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Martin, since we are like targeting in our show the businesses, do you think that maybe a book can be published from a business itself or not?
No, people relate to authors. So the author can work for a business. The author can work for a business and use the business as a showcasing to build reputation. Again, it comes back to reputation. I worked for Apple or I worked for IBM or, even in my sense, right? I worked for a subsidiary of Boeing for the optimization side of it. I put that on my CV and you can see that people are impressed and I'm thinking, well, it's expertise. If you give your expertise, you do it. So cutting a long story short there before I go on, businesses should pull out people. If a business wants to write a book, then a business should choose an influential person with reputation in that business to write that book, so that the business can be represented in the way that they want it to be represented.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
otherwise
that's...
no.
Okay, so now we mentioned Amazon a lot in our discussion,
mm-hmm.
and how do you see Amazon role in this digital publishing revolution? What did they do? What do you think? What's their role so far?
So the reason why, so it's like the videotape recorders, right? You had Betamax or, sorry, show my age. You had Betamax or the other format of tape and so on. But one brand made it so that it was just easily accessible. And this is what Amazon is doing. Amazon is just simply making it so easy for the author. They give the author as much information as possible. It's probably too much information, actually, because I think you have to spend some time getting used to it. But Amazon does everything they possibly can. They even create the free apps. That's another thing. Hold on. Like, I see these apps create an ebook in 2 minutes. Well, in some environments, it takes me 2 minutes to open up my computer. It takes me 2 minutes just to start the app. So how can you create an ebook in 2 minutes? I think it's nonsense, truly. Sorry, bring me back on track because I was just going off to the side.
So did Amazon actually lead the way in this digital
revolution? Amazon led the way. They led the way. Thank you. Amazon led the way because they made it so accessible for authors. And some authors have done it pretty badly, actually. They've taken advantage of the good environment and not made a good job of it. But as I said, the KDP, the Kindle Direct Publishing, they even give you the free apps so you can work with highly illustrated documents or Word documents, and then you can just upload it and then start selling, but using the steps I've already said. So if you've done your work, I think it takes about 15 minutes to actually launch your book.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's very easy.
When it used to be maybe years to do the same work, now you can just do it in just 15 minutes.
Well, in a publishing house, you send off your book and you wait for the response. It can take 2 months because they're inundated with their requests. And then you find out your book probably will or probably won't be published. And then you've already wasted all that time. So, it's very easy.
Okay, good. So now, Martin, do you think that there is still a chance for, let's say, someone currently maybe go to Amazon and like he have an idea for a book and he just type in the title and he see maybe some other titles, some other books and so on. Do you think that there is still a chance to join this digital publishing industry and write a book, or do you think that the market is starting to fill up? There is no chance.
There's always room. We talked about niches earlier, but I do want to say it's the quality of your work, right? Because just as easy it is as it is to buy to launch a book, and for the customers for the readers to buy it, it's also just as easy for them to return it. So make sure the quality of your book is there, and work on your niche. There's room for everybody, and it's a really large population on the planet. So I think you can satisfy almost every taste, every need. Like you and I could talk about computing work and so on, and you'll have your opinion on certain computing and I'll have my opinion. And it's all based on context. You know, the nuances are, there's could write a book on that and it would be thousands of pages big.
Yes.
So yeah, quality and niche, and understand who your readers are.
Yes, you need to connect with somebody. You don't want to just put a book out there and nobody buy. You will not do your message for sure.
And reputation, right? It all comes back to reputation. If you release a book with low value, low quality, and you've just done it just to see what it's like, yes, that's not good.
I see. So now, Martin, you earlier talked to us about Kindle Subscribe and... Mm-hmm. What you actually do. Can you give us just like an example for, let's say, somebody who wanna have his book published with you, maybe, or work with you on their book?
So so what we do is we simplify the whole process. Oops, there we go, sorry. I pressed the button and I shouldn't have. So what we do is we simplify the whole process. It's driven by me. Okay, so it's a hands-on approach. We go through the stages of first preparing your search engine optimization. We save you a bunch of time with that because people get hooked up on it and they get engrossed in it. And then, you know, you're not... The whole... process is geared towards you getting your book launched with visibility and then maintaining sales afterwards. So it's if there's any potential authors out there and you want to launch your book in like 3 months, start your social media campaigns now. Do it now. Don't do it 2 weeks beforehand. You have to warm up your reading audience. So that's what we do. We help the authors through the process. We help them to guide them in the direction of and help them to understand their readers. So understand your readers, what social platforms are they using. Don't overload yourself with the social media platforms, and that's where we're there. Then we look at your formatting. Make sure that your book is of a good standard and a good quality so that your reader can focus on your story. And then we look at your pre-launch. So your pre-launch, as I said earlier, it's about getting people aware that your book is going to be launched. You know, maybe a few tweets, something on your LinkedIn or Instagram, the book will be released by this time. And then you have your launch, you know, tell your readers that your book is launched and ready to buy. Then we have a podcast like this one where we interview the author and get passionate about it and ramp it up. And also, I missed one thing. We do have the pre-launch podcast where the author can then put the podcast link on their social media platforms. And for example, on Twitter, people read more tweets attached with pictures and videos, so the podcast is a real, real valuable asset for them. As I said, you have your launch party, you launch a book, and then afterwards you have your after-launch podcast, maybe 1 to 2 weeks afterwards. And then we're into maintaining sales. So then comes in the other aspect of the social media marketing. And that's where we want to help authors. And this is where we talk about income. So I know I covered a lot of details there, but I'll just recover that. Social media, reputation, first of all, like I talked about in the beginning. Format your book. Pre-launch prep. Launch, after launch maintenance of sales.
Okay, great. Sounds like you are doing the heavy lifting for the authors, especially if somebody who may be looking more into writing rather than promoting and selling his book.
Yeah, because writing a book is hard work. And then to have to go through all the launch process in the correct way is it can take a lot of energy. And you need somebody like me behind you, constantly, constantly driving you along the way. Otherwise, you've done all that hard work and you won't launch your book.
Yes, for sure, you can do everything yourself. For sure, you need to have some partnership or some people next with you in the road so they can like help you, guide you. For sure, you will not know everything. For sure.
Correct. Correct. And social media rules change every day, so we help with that too.
All right, so sounds good. Hopefully somebody will be with you and do their book with you. Yep. And actually, we're going to leave you in the description of this episode an offer from Martin to help you with your book. Martin, can you please talk a little bit about the offer, what you're offering them?
Yes, for sure. So I deliberated quite a lot on this. And so the price of the course, it should be, it's a course to help authors. So if you don't want to engage me directly for coaching, what I've covered today is in a course. And I did deliberate about it because I am passionate about it. So the price of the course should actually be around $450. And I thought, well, then I thought, right, okay, let's just give massive value. Let's just get these authors enthusiastic. Let's just get them on board, you know, and build trust along the way. So reputation and trust is also for me, right? So then I considered $97 and I thought, well, are they going to believe that they can buy this for $97? Because my own consultancy fees are much higher, if I'm honest with you. So this is just massive, massive value packed into one small course. But for this webinar, I'll do it for $27. And what's more, if the authors buy it and they come through this podcast, I'll also do a 15 to 30 minute call where we can roll up our sleeves with the authors and just really put our heads together to find out what's the best plan forward.
Yes, I see. So that's actually a massive value for anybody, especially like you are talking about $27 mm-hmm. in exchange of some really high value knowledge that maybe you will not find anywhere.
No, well, they can, you know, they can, and I'm being very. This is what you get with me. It's very open. It's very honest. You can go anywhere and find any information you want. But if you want to be driven and you want to be pushed past the goalpost and you want to get the work done and you want to get focused on launching your book and be happy about it at the same time rather than stressed and confused and wondering what to do next and downloading small apps from everywhere and wasting your time, then yeah, I'm the person for you.
Yes. Maybe also like because you offer them the session with you, it's actually can give them a really deep knowledge and like guide them to the right target, which is really like maybe the important thing. You want to be guided where you're supposed to be headed. You think sometimes I'm going this way, but actually when they sit down with you, they talk to you as a guy who's have a high value knowledge and very knowledgeable person for sure, you will help them a lot with your session.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you'll learn more in that 15 to 30 minutes than what you would have done searching the internet for the last two to three weeks. Yes, so it's just very happy to roll my sleeves up. And I love getting engaged, very passionate, a lot of energy. So yeah, be prepared for a good journey, I hope.
For sure, you want to look for people like you who have passion toward the thing they do. Because when you have a passion toward a thing, for sure you're going to know it A to Z, have as much knowledge as possible about it. For sure, you are not bored or tired of it. You will keep like hitting that thing every day and gaining new knowledge and reaching a higher value.
And you know, I hope to give some of the energy I've got to the people who I work with, because I know it's a frightening thing, you know, and people see offers all the time, etc. But I think this will be a really good investment for anybody who just wants to take the plunge. And to be quite honest with you, if I gave this away for free, the problem is that because it's free, there's a mindset that it's not worth anything. So I can't do that. And I just want to let the people on the podcast know, I am deliberating about putting the course back up to $450. So if they want to do it, then, you know, now is a good time. And,
yes, as you said earlier, just do it. And also, like, I think since you have lowered the price to a very nice level, anybody can afford it. And for sure, like, I don't think that it's actually any kind of loss. If you joined Martin, sat down with him, talked to him, and actually you find out that maybe this is the thing that is not for me, you actually saved yourself
a good amount of money. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's actually, it has an enormous value. Yeah.
Exactly. And even if you're not happy with that, you would have learned more, as I say, in that 15 to 30 minutes than what you would have done in the, or probably would have done, I should say, I'm assuming that, some authors would have done all the hard work. They will know a lot of details, but they'll be hooked up in the details. And so what I will do there is to give them a path, give them goals, give them targets. Here we go. This is what you're missing. And that's 90% of people are not very good at that anyway.
Yes, yes. I think there's many people out there who want to maybe do this, write a book and so on, and they have like some knowledge and experience, but they don't know where to start or what to do, or they have just pure technical background of a subject and they just, okay, well, I want to write this book, what to do, what to
do. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're getting me excited now, because those are the people I just want to help. Yeah. It's, you know, very excited about it, honestly. Truly.
Yeah, so you will be for sure a very beneficial for them and help them a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Get them excited about it, like I will be, honestly.
Yes, that's correct. All right, so I would like to thank my guest, Martin, for his actually valuable knowledge and his great value that he gave us, his nice tips as well for us. And you will also find his offer for this podcast in the description. Also, all his social media and website. If you want to join his mailing list, make sure you do that as well. So, Martin, I would like to thank you for giving us your valuable time and sitting down with us. Do you have anything at the end of this show you want to share with us? Anything?
Well, I just want to thank you because your interviewing style is great. It made me feel you kind of brought out my energy and my passion for this. I'm just really grateful. And thanks for the opportunity to be with you and to really have a really great experience, actually. So thank you for that.
All right. And also thank you, Martin. I actually wanted to know more about this industry and I got some helpful knowledge and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I join your course. No guarantees, though. Maybe not this time. Launching the podcast business. Oh, things are just going crazy with me. So
I think if I had any parting notes for authors who want to get their work published and you want to reach as many of your target readers as possible, you have to focus on building your reputation and using social media in the right way. Make sure your book is in a good quality state when you upload it to Amazon. You know, go through the editing process. Just make sure there's no spelling mistakes and any funny, oddly formatted pages. And learn how to interact with your audience to let them know that your book is going to be launched.
All right.
Very straightforward. Sounds straightforward, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here you go. Here is some valuable tips for free from Martin again. All right. Okay. So thank you, Martin, again for joining us in the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to leave again everything, his social media, his offer, and so on in the description. So you can join it. Thank you, Martin, and we hope we see you again.
Thank you so much, Emma. Have a great day.
All right.